Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Message heard. With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Are you a keen Sheffield Life listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Life is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlife.org. 93.2 FM. Sheffield Life. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
This is Sheffield Live.
This is Communities Live.
Because at that time the housing was cheaper.
I know it's not a big city centre, but there's still quite a few shops. I quite like it.
Dog and Partridge on Trippitt Lane every other Thursday.
I love the green room just for like acoustic nights.
This is Communities Live.
It's a very big question, isn't it?
We have a diverse society in Sheffield.
I like all the art sculptures.
It's friendly, there's a lot to do.
I really like the Peace Gardens. I like all the little fountains and little areas that you can just sit out and chill in.
Sheffield is a very nice city.
This is Communities Live.
I love Sheffield, yes. Love it. Been here 17 years.
I like Sheffield because the people are very friendly.
This is a large student community, so it makes it like very lively, very vibrant city in that regard, and also very multicultural, no?
And we love the Sheffield people.
Everything, the city, the nature, the outside of Sheffield. It's lovely. Great place.
Yeah.
Hello, and welcome to Communities Live. Back again.
So, how you doing, Oliver? How you doing, mate?
I'm all right. Apologies I couldn't be on last week. I was suffering from a bit of summer flu.
I don't think anybody came on last week, mate, so no worries about
it. Yeah, I don't know if anyone did, but we're back now anyways, that's the main thing.
So, how are you feeling now?
I'm a lot better now, thank you, mate. In contrast to what I was a week ago.
Good. And how are you, Brad? How are you doing, mate?
I'm not bad, thank you. How
good.
Are you doing?
Yeah, all good. I mean, fresh from tramlines. You know, it's been still remembering the day. A couple of days that I've been there. It's been a fantastic show. I'm hoping next year we're going to get some more Sheffield legends in. And I think we mentioned it in the last show. I'm hoping we get Def Leppard. I want Def Leppard.
Yeah. Well, we did start the show off with some Def Leppard with Hysteria. A long song, but a good song nonetheless, followed by The Specials with Ghost Town. And since the last time I was in the studio 2 weeks ago, this is going to go on about the Red Mill yet again. The iconic writing's been taken off the top of the building. So that's kind of like part of the skyline gone in Sheffield.
Well, I've also heard rumours that they actually gutted the whole building before the owners took over it, and they weren't happy about it.
Straight after the last shows.
Yeah. So I think they've took the whole building apart, and they said that they've got to call it. I'll be honest with you, I'm still going to call it the Red Mill.
Same.
But they're calling it Electric Sheffield. Now, what do you think to that?
I think it's a strange name change, considering how we're all used to it being called a Red Mill.
Yeah, I mean it's been such an we've got to be very careful what we say because, like I say, we don't want to get too controversial about it. But it's a shame because, like I say, it's they're taking away our history.
Yeah,
I mean the Red Mill's been going on for about over 40 years, maybe 50 years.
45 years, I think.
Yeah, 45 years. I mean, it's a long, long time. And all of a sudden, we're changing it to Electric Sheffield. But we did it with Roxy's, with the O2. I mean, we changed that to the O2 Arena now. But I don't think. What has Sheffield got now, history wise?
Well, in terms of music, like the music scene, not too much, but in terms of like history, I mean, you've got the two football grounds, I suppose.
Well, yeah.
You've got Meadowhall.
Well, possibly so to be one if Chancery doesn't resign. But we're not. I don't want to get too controversial on that because I think I like to see both teams do well. And it's a shame what's happening at Sheffield Wednesday. Hopefully they will get it sorted out, fingers crossed. I think it's not just a game of football anymore, unfortunately. It's monopoly.
Pretty much, it's all money.
It's all money.
Orientated.
I mean, and I've always remembered this, it's like with Erling Haaland from Man City, and they paid about half a billion pounds for 10 years. That's a ridiculous ridiculous amount.
I mean, that money can go to other things as well.
Yeah,
like facilities or academies.
You could say in a way.
I mean, we're in a cost of living crisis, and yet you're getting people, you're getting football clubs spending £500 million just to secure one player in the Premier League for 10 years. It's a ridiculous account of money. I mean, 1% of that could help so many people. Mm. And I think it's crazy. And you know what? I'm going to say this. I think money is the worst thing people could have.
Funny old thing.
You know, if you don't have it, you're in trouble. But you're also in trouble if you do have it. You know what I mean? So it's like, I've got to be careful with what I'm saying with my words here. But it's whoever thought of the idea of money. Shouldn't have invented it, I don't think.
Or invented it in a way where it could be used sensibly and, for a good use.
I mean, it's like, it's just ridiculous how the world works sometimes. I'm going to be careful on my words in here, so we'll leave it there, I think.
Just before we get into the next song, just go back to the Leadmill. I think even with this name change, I mean, they've taken the side down as well, so the Leadmill sounded good down the side of the building. But I think the top one they should have left at least. I mean, there's old buildings, not just in Sheffield, but around the country, that have either the names of companies, like old warehouses, for example, and there's a few pubs in Sheffield that have Ward's Ales, and Ward's Ales has been gone for years, yet it's still like painted or printed on the outside of the thing to honour what Ward's Ales used to be.
Have you heard any news about the plaque by Pulp yet?
No, I haven't. I mean, I remember at Tramwines you saying, can someone get it for us?
Well, has anybody got a crowbar? Has anyone brought
or a shovel or something?
let's bring the plaque here and let's get Jarvis Cocker for an interview. Yeah?
We'll try and organise something.
So, but we don't condone any property damage, let's just say that, but we would love to get Pulp in the studio.
Yes, so hopefully one
day. I think that'll be totally worth it. So anyway, Oliver, you've got our next track.
We're going to still honour our very own Prince of Darkness, Ozzy Osbourne, with this one. We'll be right back. Ozzy Osbourne with Shot in the Dark. A very underrated tune and not one of his really well-known ones, but a good song nonetheless.
You know, I mean, he surprised me really because I've always thought of Ozzy. I mean, Ozzy Osbourne singing. I thought he was more like... well, he is, in a way. I mean, more gothic, screamo kind of music. But he's not a screamo kind of person. He's actually more closer to Bon Jovi and Guns N' Roses, I think, in a way. Do you agree?
Yeah. I can see it.
I think that's more like the time they were out, like the 70s and 80s sort of time. So
Because Bon Jovi was heavy metal when Guns N' Roses were there. So, they're similar along the lines. They're different, but they're similar in a way. And, I've never actually heard of... I've heard the band for a long time, don't get me wrong, Ozzy Osbourne. I mean, who hasn't heard of Ozzy Osbourne? But, but for the songs, I've never actually sat down and actually listened to Ozzy Osbourne, which... And now that I actually listen to that song, I'm actually surprised because I was expecting him to be more gothic, more screamo type, you know, like, I don't know,
If you look at him, like, without knowing what he sounds or, like, does, if you just look at a picture of him, you're like, yeah, he gives off those vibes. Yeah. But really, he was pretty calm for heavy metal.
Yeah. I mean, it reminds me a little bit like of Alice Cooper in a way as well.
In a way, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's heavy metal as well, but he's got
quite calm.
Yeah. So it's interesting, really. So I might have to listen to a bit more Ozzy Osbourne, I think.
My Spotify is just plagued with Black Sabbath and Ozzy Osbourne, especially since the unfortunate news coming up to a month ago also, but... I've always liked his music, and I've always liked Sabbath's music.
And you know what it's like? Do you know what the shame is that you're not going to get music like that anymore now?
No, it's...
You know, I mean, it's... Yeah. There's a lot of artists out there that are great singers of that, but when you take it on... If you take it on, like, an iconic songs, like, say... Ozzy Osbourne or Tina Turner, Michael Jackson, Prince, any of them, you're never going to beat the original. Never. No. I mean, it's like Queen and Adam Lambert. I mean, great singer, but you don't... But
he's not Freddie.
He's no Freddie. Yeah, exactly. You know, you're never going to beat the originals, but that's my opinion.
No, you can try, but you'll never get to the top.
Exactly. So, I mean... Do you two play video games?
Yeah,
I do, yes.
Yeah. Right. So, is there any video games that you're currently looking forward to coming out?
Well, I'm mostly on Xbox, but I do the consoles. But I'm looking forward to Helldivers 2 coming to Xbox.
So, right. Yeah, Helldivers. Yeah. The new Call of Duty as well.
Yeah, so, refresh my memory then, because I've never actually played... I've seen Helldivers, but I've never actually thought about playing it. So, tell me what it is.
It's hard for me to say because, from what I understand, it's more of a PlayStation thing. Okay. Even though I do play PlayStation, I do prefer Xbox, so I know more about Xbox than I would a PlayStation game.
Has it been announced for Xbox though?
Pretty sure it has been, yes. Yeah,
just Xbox, or is it PlayStation as well? Or is it,
it was already out on PlayStation.
I missed Gamescom, so.
Yeah. I mean, I've also played. Going back, I mean, Indiana Jones of the Great Circle. Have you played that one?
Not yet, no.
Great game. If you like Indiana Jones, if you like the original trilogy, if you like the original Indiana Jones, you'll love this game. Mm. I mean, we'll not mention the last two films, because they're quite bad.
I've not even seen the last one. Well, the fifth one. Is it the fifth one?
Yeah, Dial of Destiny. Let's just say it's not the best.
I heard it didn't do very well.
And I think, to be honest, it's supposed to be it's final hurrah, really, supposedly, because we're his age. But I felt like he was more sidelined, and his goddaughter was more in the main role than what he was.
Considering it took that long to make and develop, it wasn't the ending that we the fans deserved and what Harrison Ford deserved.
And also, I've got a few words with Phoebe Waller-Bridge, if she's listening, because I'm not very happy with her, especially with what she's done with the James Bond franchise. Because she was the reason he got killed off. And I hate that ending, I tell you now. I hate the ending with a passion. And I'm also not looking forward to what Amazon is doing. I mean, the director, great. But what I heard rumour-wise about the actor playing the next James Bond, no thank you.
Who is it? Who have you heard?
Tom Holland.
Maybe if it's like a prequel, maybe. Like a young James Bond.
Well, don't get me wrong, he's a good actor, but
he
can be a bit whiny. And I can't see him for James Bond, I just can't.
I watched the Uncharted film and I think it was a strange choice for that.
Yeah, I would have expected someone more like either Mark. I mean, he was in the film, but I want to save him for Sully.
Yeah,
I would have said Mark Wahlberg for
Nathan Drake. Yeah, definitely.
And possibly someone a little bit older for Sully, maybe like Robert De Niro or...
Maybe.
Someone, you know, I'm just name-shouting here. But, I mean, yeah, Tom Holland is always going to be Spider-Man, and he's a great Spider-Man in my eyes. But James Bond doesn't work.
No, I can't see that. For me, he's Spider-Man and Spider-Man only.
Yeah. I mean, are you a fan of James Bond?
Yeah, I've only really seen the Daniel Craig ones.
Yeah.
But I've heard there's a game coming out which looks quite good.
Yeah. I mean, the Daniel Craig ones are the best ones. I think. I mean, well, other than Sean Connery. I mean, Sean Connery is the best, no matter what.
Yeah.
Daniel Craig is close, is the second.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I enjoy the Daniel Craig versions. Yeah. And I was surprised when we actually announced it, because when I saw him, I thought, really? You know, I was questioning it at first. But after I saw Casino Royale, those niggles were actually... niggling feelings about it actually really died down.
Mm.
And he was one of the best James Bonds.
Yeah.
And it's like, who can you replace? Who would you have to replace? I think between either Aaron Taylor Johnson or Henry Cavill, personally.
Mm.
That's my opinion. I mean,
two good candidates.
Yeah, so I'd agree.
I don't know who I'd choose out the two, because they're both good actors and everything, but who would be the suitable Bond?
Yeah.
Out of the two, who edges in front?
So, and I want to go back to games now, because, I mean, we're talking about a couple of games earlier on, but have you watched Gamescom, the opening night festival?
I've not watched it, no.
I'm going to watch it. I missed it originally, but I'll catch up on it.
There's quite a few new trailers that's coming out. A few new. I'm looking forward to. I mean, it's again another iconic franchise, Resident Evil.
Oh yes,
Resident Evil 9. Now I've heard a few rumours that this might be the last game in the series. Well, not in the series, but the last game that will close the story from 1996, which is about the Umbrella Corporation and stuff like that.
Right.
Spoilers if you haven't seen the games and all that. If you love horrors, then you'll love Resident Evil. And it's also turned into a more action orientated as well with Resident Evil 4. I think they've turned it into less scares and more action, I think. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. I mean, the worst game I've actually played was Resident Evil 6. That was a mess of a game. We were trying to cater for everybody, and too many cooks spoil the broth, really. Have you ever played Silent Hill?
I've not, no.
Well,
a while ago, but yeah.
Right. Well, Silent Hill is a psychological horror game. And there's a new one coming out. It's called Silent Hill F. We don't know what the F means at the moment. It's for keeping that close to their chest. But from what I've heard, they've taken it back to the past in the 1960s, and it's going to be in a Japanese town, and you play a Japanese character called Hinako, and the scene that we're trying to find the beauty within terror. Now, whatever that means, we don't know. But, yeah, I think if you like psychological horror films or games, or if you like horrors in general, I recommend Silent Hill. But what the new one's going to do remains to be seen. So, is there any games that you're looking forward to over the Helldivers 2?
I'm going to say a game that's recently come out, which I'm enjoying playing at the minute, and that's Grounded 2.
Oh, is that out? I didn't realise that was out yet.
Been about 3 weeks. It's out, but that was on another, I think it was Gamescom before, that when it was announced, and it's been good so far.
You see, I've never heard of Grounded 2, so tell us a bit more about Grounded 2.
So it's a sequel to the first Grounded. It's basically, if you've ever watched the film Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, or if you've watched the film called Ants, the animated film from, sure, I think it was DreamWorks.
Yeah.
It's a bit like that, so you shrunk down to, like, ant size, basically. And the first game, I mean, spoilers if you haven't played, but it's based in a back garden.
Right.
This time it's based in a park in a city. Bit like in New York, or just like your normal park in the middle of a city, but you know, it's a survival game as well, so you have to, like, get food, like water, build stuff.
Interesting.
But you fight, like, you know, spiders, everything.
Interesting. I'll have to look into that one.
Yeah, so if you've got Xbox Game Pass, it's available on there.
And I want to talk about there's a film that's coming out that is based on a certain video game, which has been, and it's another franchise, Mortal Kombat 2. Have you seen the first Mortal Kombat film?
I've not seen any of them, no.
I have.
Well, the new one, it weren't bad, but it wasn't the best one. I mean the first one is, and I think the first film that came out was 1995, something like that.
Around that time.
And that is cheesy as it was, that is the best Mortal Kombat film to date. I'm hoping they're going to rectify it now with a more gore. I mean, we tried doing it to make it darker in the last Mortal Kombat film, but I think there was one character that just didn't work for me, and that was Cole Young. Who was Scorpion's ancestor. Actually, no, he was the descendant to Scorpion, sorry. Scorpion was his ancestor, sorry, I got that. But, how are they going to do this one? I mean, from what we look on the looked at on the trailers, I think we're focusing more on Johnny Cage now. But, remains to be seen. Let's see what happens.
Carl Urban, who's been cast from The Boys, if you've ever watched The Boys.
You know, that was a surprising choice, really. I was expecting someone like, probably, in from WWE, The Wiz, is it?
The Miz.
The Miz, sorry. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I don't know much about my wrestling, but yeah, thank you for correcting me, Oliver. Yeah, The Miz. I mean, there was a lot of rumours about him doing Johnny Cage, and I think he wanted the part as well. So it's a surprise.
It's a strange one, yeah.
I mean, because there's not a lot of actors that I actually know who was in the Mortal Kombat film, to say that it was a big budget film as well. And getting Carl Urban for Johnny Cage, I mean, I couldn't see it at first. So
he might grow on me, but I'd have to see how he does.
Yeah, but I mean, I think we judge too early, don't we?
Because, yeah, you have to watch it first, then make your decisions.
Yeah, because I think we judge too early. I mean, when we cast, it's like we had Batman versus Superman, and we had Ben Affleck as Batman. Now there were a lot of uproars about that, about Ben Affleck as Batman, and I mean, don't get me wrong, the film wasn't very good, but he was a great Batman. It was just a shame that he couldn't get his solo film, I think. I mean, Robert Pattinson, I mean, I always regard him as the man from Twilight, but he's made a great Batman as well, I think.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
So, and they're making a second part, which I'm looking forward to, but who do you think the villain would be in that film? Because we had the Riddler, we had the Penguin, we had a Catwoman. Who do you think we could do realistically?
Well, wasn't one of the villains like teased right at the very end in like a prison or something?
That was the Joker, wasn't it?
That was the Joker, yes.
But a different version. Trying to think.
They had a deleted scene on that with the Joker, but do you think we should include the Joker? I mean, yeah, he's always going to be the top villain, isn't he?
He's the most known, isn't he?
He's the arch enemy.
But don't you think we should give anybody else a chance? I mean, like, we haven't seen Mr. Freeze, we haven't seen Clayface, we haven't seen Mad Hatter, Court of Owls, all them. And it's like they're going towards the most obvious villains, and I think we've had three great performances from Jokers. I mean, we had the Joaquin Phoenix who played the Joker on his own.
Yeah.
And I thought that might have led into the Batman, but it wasn't. It was a separate universe altogether. We had Heath Ledger as Joker. He was a great Joker.
He was.
Jack Nicholson, he was a more goofier Joker, but I think the one who played him more realistic at the moment was Heath Ledger, because he's a psychopath.
Yeah.
You don't want him to be like a full clown and stuff like that. He may look like a clown, but it's not actually
more than that.
Yeah, he's a lot more than that, yeah. But I've seen the deleted scene for the Batman, and it was about a 7-8 minute scene, and I think it's Barry Keoghan who was playing the new Joker, and remains to be seen at the moment. I think we need to give him a full film, but I wouldn't say give him part two. I think give it someone else. I mean, we've seen so many villains that we already had before. I mean, Two-Face, he's done to death.
Yeah.
Joker's done to death, practically. Riddler.
He was in the last one,
wasn't he? He
was in the last one, yeah. We had Bane in The Dark Knight as well.
Scarecrow. I mean, if you wanted to do something more realistic, I mean, we're talking about films. I mean, this is our opinion, guys. I mean, we're not film critics or anything like that. But this is our own opinion, and we'd like to hear what you're going to say. But I think Professor Pig, that could be another villain, because he could be a realistic villain. You just need to get somebody in a pig mask, and he's a serial killer. Yeah. It's over here, you know. I mean, you can't really do a Mr. Freeze. Because who's gonna, unless you got like someone who uses a liquid nitrogen as a weapon, we could probably do that. But I mean, like, you can't use like Clayface or Solomon Grundy.
Well, Man Bat, there's a lot of CGI, and they'd be pointless for the actor playing the human form. It'd be like, we'll have a couple of minutes screen time, then the rest being CGI.
Yeah. I don't, it's, you know, when you got like fantasy villains like Clayface, Man-Bat, Solomon Grundy, that's not going to work, I don't think.
No.
So, but Mr. Freeze, possibly, if he'd go around the liquid nitrogen route, but I don't know how they're going to do the armour, because obviously he's got to be kept under cold temperatures, aren't it? But remains to be seen on that. What do you think?
Are you trying to think of it in more of like a realistic sort of?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I mean, they did the Riddler like as of the he was based on a serial killer. I forgot his. It was based on a real life serial killer, and I've completely forgot who it was. Because they had the mask and everything, and it looked exactly like that serial killer.
Yeah.
I'll come back to you later on that because I completely forgot who it was. I mean, Penguin. I was surprised that Colin Farrell. It was Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked, when you look at him, it looked nothing like
Colin. Makeup team did fantastically on that. If they didn't get a raise, I think they should still.
Yeah. It's ringing in my head who that killer is now, who he's took off Riddler, and I can't think who it was. I can see him, but I can't put my name.
Should we have a music break whilst you think of that?
Yeah, let's do that.
I'm going to play this song because this particular band are almost coming home back to their roots in Scotland tonight, and if you are going, enjoy yourselves. But this is Highway to Hell by AC/DC. AC/DC with Highway to Hell was their most famous song. Well, it might still be the most famous song, but as I say, they are doing almost a homecoming gig in Scotland. So you could say, for those about to rock, we salute you. But Chris, the character came back during the music break. Who was it?
It was the Zodiac Killer. It was based on Mazzoni. I finally got there. And he was, that was who the Riddler was based off of in the new Batman film. I mean, we were talking about it earlier on. I mean, other than the Batman, I mean, what do you reckon to the Marvel films now? I mean, do you feel like they're getting back on track, or do you think that they should have probably left it to rest a little bit after Endgame?
You go ahead, Brad, first. I'll let you,
well, I'm not a massive Marvel fan myself, because I just never attracted me that much, Marvel films.
You know, I saw Fantastic Four a couple of weeks ago now, and I thought, none of you have seen it yet. I'm not going to spoil it or anything, but I thought it's a pretty good film, and it's a good thing to get back on track. I mean, as well, the new Spider-Man film is currently being filmed, as Tom Holland was in Glasgow last week.
I mean, I've heard rumours that apparently Avengers Doomsday, it's filming, but they haven't got a complete script. So
I don't know how that works.
So how's that going to work?
Because it's going to be a huge film.
Yeah. I mean,
usually you have it all like set out and complete, saying, right, here you go.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Are they just winging it? I mean, if you're going to do that, then it might not pull off.
No, if you wing something, as you know, it never turns out as best as it can be. So I really hope they're not trying to wing it, and I want them to produce.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to improvise. I mean, you can improvise, but you can't keep improvising all the time, because it's like we had a script. That's basically your lifeline, your blueprint for the film, a complete script. If you don't have that, you've got nothing. And to say that they don't have a complete script for Avengers Doomsday doesn't bode well for the film, I don't think.
No, but fortunately, we're coming to the end of the show. I mean, I've enjoyed coming back after 2 weeks and speaking with you two about music and games and films.
Yeah, it's been a good show.
More of it to come. But yeah, thank you for coming. Well, joining me as well. Just quickly, Chris. There is a few extra spaces in the studio with us today, but how can you get involved and establish your seat in the studio with us?
Yes, thank you very much, Oliver. I mean, hopefully Amar will be able to join us next week. We're missing you, mate, and hopefully we'll see you next week, fingers crossed. But we are looking for more volunteers, whether it be a producing role or a presenting role. There's still a couple of places here in the studio, so that we have for presenting roles. So if you're interested in coming to join me, and me, Oliver and Brad, you can get in touch with us at our Communities Live Facebook page. We also have our very own website at sheffieldlive.com. And we also have an email address that you can contact me on at chrisanelli89@gmail.com. Again, we have our very own Facebook page at Communities Live. We have our very own Sheffield Live website where you can contact us on. And you can also contact me at chrisanelli89@gmail.com. We're coming near to the end of the show now, Oliver, so we've got one more track.
We're going to leave you with some Lou Reed. Brad, Chris, thank you very much for joining, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked her way across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. She was everybody's darling, but she never lost her head. Even when she was giving head, she says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go doo 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 doo. Never once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Alright. Ha. Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that patch. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, doot 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 doot